my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
Another day's journey, God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on. But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burden, I had to bear so many burdens. Still here, yes. Dark days, I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Day's journey. God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. Very present help in my time of need, standing right there just to see about me.
Oh, I made it, y'all.
One more day, y'all.
The Lord
kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. Said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it.
I made it
by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here, yo.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning.
I made
it all night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. Yes, he did.
Yes, I made.
You made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.
And welcome to Studio W, the Buzz and the Soul Savages Show. We got a special show here for you today. We have Q Lynn Green, EB, Eric Black, Eric M. Black, and a special, amazing, amazing vocal coach, Mr. Dansby Sturdivant. Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Soul Savage Radio, a special church edition today of this show. It is called, we got to give a proper name, it's called Soul Savage Radio Community Church.
Well, actually, Sister Q Lynn, it's actually the Soul Savage Community Gospel Church.
There we go. Community Gospel Church, if I get the name right. We got to start out. This is non-denominational church, so if you Baptist, Kojic, all those different denominations, you can be all those things in this show. And also, added addition, this show right here is for all the come as you are. Well, not all of y'all. Y'all ain't got to come as you are. I think this show is for people that go to church once or twice during the year, like on Easter and Christmas. Like, this is for y'all. This show is for people that like to slip up and curse. Like, you be thinking in your head, like, during prayer time, you be like, oh, man, I was supposed to say that in my head. Like, you be praying, and then you be thinking, like, man, I just cussed in my head. This is what this show is for. Show is also for people that ask for change from the usher to get offering. They ask like $10 of change, but they only put $1 in the collection plate. Like, this is that show for those people that
oh my God,
got $10 and they only put $1 in there, and they want their change back. Like, tell the usher, give my change. Like, very serious about it. It's also for the musicians in church that like drowning out the singers that can't sing that good. Like, you turn up the organ a little bit louder, the piano. You hike it up just a little bit because they all pitch, and you're like, all right, let me drag this out, this chord out a little bit so we can tune it up a little bit. That's what this is for. It's also for the church mothers and the deacons that can't keep beat. They be on the downbeat when we on a be on the upbeat when we on the downbeat. This is for them as well. Welcome to the show, people. Soul Savage Radio Gospel Edition. We have a special guest on with us. Back again. Y'all give it up for Brother Dansby
Sturdivant. Yes,
yeah,
good to be here.
There we go. I wait for those talks. There we go. The congregation is giving it up. Director extraordinaire. How's everybody doing? We're going to start this off right. We go get
I'm doing great myself.
Start off this service right. This whole show is gospel oriented and centered around that. So we're going to try to make this like we're in church. So we got how do we start out church? We can have devotion. Who wants to lead devotion? Okay, we got to announce the people in here. Okay, we got Brother Deacon. What'd you say? We got a special guest speaker. He's gonna do he usually does a 6 minute. We actually had a guest speaker coming on. He's been going viral last month. We had a guest speaker on. He was the one that was that likes cussing. While he cussing pastor, we was gonna have him on, but he had another event he had to go to. He had to go down to the bingo place. He's shooting crappy calling crap game behind the church, so he couldn't make it today. The custom pastor, he couldn't make it to this show because he had a crap game he had to go call, so he couldn't join us. But we don't have a guest speaker. Do a 6 minutes, or just do a minute joy report. We'll get to that a little bit later, but we start out devotion. Who wants to lead devotion? Who got a song who wants to lead? We should lead with prayer. We should do that, because I cussed like 5 times coming here. So who wants to, every time I listen to gospel, when I start my devotion, I listen to Too Short. That's how I started every morning going to church.
Wow.
I play in church regularly, Too Short, and I was listening to that. Every time I try to listen to gospel, I was like, man, I know a cuss word. The cuss word's going to come out when I listen to Too Short. It's weird. It's a little backwards, but who got a devotional song? Somebody got a devotional song? Somebody want to lead with something? We should start with the karaoke one, because Will's been asking us to do this. Okay, Dansby,
yeah.
I was wanting you to judge. We had this, like, karaoke. Will had thought of it, do this karaoke thing, so I was like, it'd be fun if he could, like, judge. We do, like, one karaoke song, and then you judge it, and then whoever wins, then they got whoever loses, they have to sing a song by an artist they don't like. So,
okay.
I think Will's trying to chicken out because I feel like he don't want to sing because he already know what I'm gonna pick for him to sing. Oh, and that's another rule to it. We get to pick whoever wins gets to pick the song of the artist that they don't like. We get to pick that song. So. Yeah, well, we should do it now. You want to do it now or later?
Oh, that's entirely up to you. I'm just trying to think. You sprung one on me here. I'm trying to think of what can I sing.
I did not. You tried to get us to do it the other show.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't prepare for this show. I'll come up with something, you know.
Here you go.
I might sing a line or two.
We're going to govern the church again. We're going to get to these church announcements. Get to your church announcements, Will.
You want
the church announcement later?
The church announcement with the 6 minutes of joy. You want to do that now? Because I had pulled up.
We'll wait.
Okay, we'll wait for that.
We'll wait a little bit.
Oh yeah, because we have some announcements. We have some announcements, local and national, and so Deacon Will be on with those announcements.
You know what? In 30 minutes, we'll get to that. But I just thought of something. We should talk about. How did y'all grow up in church? That's where we can start. How did y'all start church? Or what denomination of church did y'all go to growing up?
I grew up Baptist.
I was a Baptist, actually. So I did Baptist church when I was younger.
Phoebe, where you go church at?
I was, my mother was AME and my father was CME, so Methodist.
What's that mean? I just want to know.
AME is the African Methodist Episcopal, and CME is Christian Methodist Episcopal.
What do they do that's different? Have you been to a Baptist church? What's different from that to like a Baptist?
Honestly, I don't feel that much was different at all. I think maybe the AME adhere to a stricter or more traditional order of service, as opposed to a Baptist church. That's the only difference I ever saw.
Oh, so like y'all do like did y'all do devotion in those churches?
We did, but they never called it devotion. I didn't know what devotion was until I was a teenager and I started visiting Baptist.
Devotion.
Yeah.
It's just like
right.
They sing a song and then they pray. Mm-hmm. What used to bother me is that they would pray like multiple times. And I'm like, why can't y'all just have one person pray and be done? It'd be like, then once they sing a song, then somebody prays, and then they sing a song again, then somebody pray. I'm like, my God. And then they the deacon that prayed for like 47 minutes. I'm like, can you say amen so I can go to the bathroom? Because he's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You woke me up this morning, Jesus. I just want to say, I'm like, if you don't say amen, ooh, he's playing for forever. I'm like, he hear you. When you get up, he hear you. But yeah, that's the church I went to. It was only like two preachers that would pray like real fast, but you couldn't hear them. Like, amen. And that's all you want. And they'll get up. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Quick and getting a drive through a prayer right there. That's what I'm talking about. Just hit Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's it. That's all we need. He gonna be on the ground for like 30 seconds and then he'll get up. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. They would always, it would be those two deacons. It would be like eight, nine deacons or something. Like, I forgot how many it was, but it'd be only like two, three of them from the smaller average that would pray that long. And they always lead in songs. All those devotional songs, I just be randomly singing them on Saturday mornings when I be clean. I'm like, man, what if I'm giving it to this? Because I ain't never sung no devotional songs. I'm cleaning up. But yeah, devotional. It was always funny listening. Like I was saying, like when I would play I was playing the piano during devotion. It'd be funny, like listening to the deacons trying to keep up with us. I'm like, man. I'm like, we'd be trying to play behind them. And then they'd be on the upbeat. They'd be like, what's that one song? Dang, I can't even think of it. I was about to sing it. I couldn't think of it. But they would always be on the down. They'd be always behind the beat of the song. I'm like, man, if y'all don't catch up to what we're singing. But what's y'all favorite devotional song or any song, congregational song, I should say?
woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, the Baptist way.
Oh, yeah. The Baptist woke up this morning with my mind. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, that's it.
And then I think mine was, it has to be walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
Yep, I love that song. And I'm trying to think of something else. But man, we got so much to talk about. We're gonna break down the best gospel choirs, our favorite gospel songs, and then the top. I wanted to rate the singers. We got a top 10. I think it's top 10. I'm trying to remember my top 10, but it might just gonna be top 5 because I'm trying to pull up the list and I can't remember. But we're gonna talk about at the last hour of the show, talking about the best gospel singers. The best music. I love the song we played, that Williams Brothers. I love that song. It could be quartet song, anything quartet arranged, and something like that. Like, you can sing that as a choir song too. But that song right there, anything quartet wise, I love growing up in church. I don't know what it is. It's just that downbeat. It's like real groovy and like real R&B-ish. Williams Brothers is always like R&B to me. For some reason, because they always have like some like groovy tunes on there. But I wanted to talk about right now. Just want to talk about like growing up in church. Like, was there any like any sermons or something that stick out of your mind? Like what a preacher used to do that used to catch your attention. Like, did you have like certain preachers you would like sit and listen to after the choir song and all that stuff? Before you left church, or did you stay for the whole church for the benediction, or they hear the preacher talk?
Yeah, well, there was a sermon years ago that woke me up. I was like, he did not say that. It was, what is it in hell do you want?
Oh. I thought you said, what in the hell
do you want? That's what I thought you said. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You see how I got your attention? That's how I got my attention. You did. Right. I love those pastors with the, I don't know. I want to ask, like, what do you look for in a pastor, like, to get your attention? I guess that'd be another question I ask, like, what kind of pastor, like, the way they deliver a message, like, how do you like your message delivered to you? Do you like the gritty, raw, like, old school way, or do you like a mix of both? I like the preachers that be the old school preachers that be taking their time reading the passage, and then when they get to the part of the scripture that they feel like the congregation should be listening to. And then they all be paying attention. They be like, oh, y'all didn't catch that. It went over your head. Let me say it again. And they be cracking me up. And they be getting mad because they don't be following along. He's like, Joseph and the Hebrew boys and the, listen, y'all not following me. Let me go back because y'all a little slow. Y'all love it when they be calling. That's the kind of message. Like, y'all a little slow. Let me go back. And they be like, in 2 Samuel, I like when they be talking low, and then they be like, it was one pastor, he was like, I always crack up at the pastors that be trying to get the youth's attention, and they be trying to use in their subject, in their, what's it called, their top, the what's the thing, the message, name of their message, they be like, they be trying to, the pastors that be trying to get the youth, it was one trying to make a Master P reference. And it was like 2-3 years ago. I was in church, and he was like, make them say for Jesus or something like that. I was like, what do you know? I appreciate the attempt, but these kids don't know no Master P. Like, if you're going to make a reference today. Like, they always make references from like 20 years ago. I'm like, this ain't, and they be like, and in the pastors that, I can always tell when the pastor that be trying to tell you what they think, because they be bringing up old stuff. I remember it was a comedian that said they be like bringing up old stuff that ain't an issue no more. Like, what about these earrings and these sagging pants? And I heard a pastor do that like a few years ago. Like, that ain't even an issue no more. What? And then they'll be sitting there talking about, it's always funny looking at the preachers that be giving their opinion through there. It's always been like a, not that many churches I've been to that do that, but it's always funny. I always like those, like a mix of old school and new school. How y'all like y'all pastors, like listening to preachers give a message?
Well, I like the mix. The preachers that are able to preach and teach, they don't take as long. The preacher that just preaches, he can't go very long. So I as a kid, I loved him because he could only go so far. He could only go about 15, 20 minutes because he gets tired, so he has to stop.
Right. It was one pastor he was that of our church he went to. He would always get revved up, and then he'll stop. Like, man, I'm like, why'd you stop? Because I'd be tuning him up when he started getting tuned up. When he get into the message, I'm like, let me follow behind him, and then he'll get right there, and then he'll stop because he got tired. He's like, he'll tell you. He's like, I'm getting tired, y'all. So he would just stop. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's always funny things that I see in pastors. I just always observe that it's always funny. But right now what we'll do, we're going to go to break real quick. And we need my organist. I need my organist to come up real quick so we can introduce our speaker of the night. If I can get my organist to come up and hit me with that B-flat real quick. Is he coming? Where is he at? I think he's outside taking a new chord. There we go.
Here we go.
Give me these chords. We go. My pastor, this speaker coming up, has a real love and affection for alcoholic beverages. He's a very unique speaker. You know, he owns his own network. He owns a lot of, it's on this show to give y'all just 6 minutes of joy. That's what we're going to call it. He comes with 6 minutes of rage, but it's joy. So, let's come back. Jesus saves. 6 minutes of joy.
Jesus saves. Spread the tide, spread them all around you. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Ah, joy for sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
We'll be right back. Had a little technical difficulty here, folks. But we'll be back. Church service will resume here shortly. All right. Stay tuned to Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, this is Studio W. All right. That was Jesus Saves. All right. No, I'm sorry. That's Perfect Praise. Marvin Wyans. All right. Let's resume this, folks. Let's do this. How about that? Okay. Hey, this is live radio, so, hey, Expect the unexpected. Especially, the Soul Savage.
You didn't pay him? That's what it was. He got mad and left. That's what happened.
No, the check bounced.
The check bounced. You should have paid him. I thought I gave you a good check, Will, and it didn't clear. We should have did a Square Cash app. You know these young kids now, they like Square Cash. You got to do like through PayPal or something, because they check. They're like, I don't want no check.
No, people. You know, people don't take checks anymore these days.
They don't take checks, man. You got to get that Square Cash app. You got to get like PayPal or something directly to where they can get in there.
Yeah, we're going
back yet. Is calm down. Did he have to take a cigarette break again?
No. We're going to have to talk about this.
This is what kind of church we have, y'all. This is the church service we have. We have stuff like
this. There we are. Oh, we back, folks.
even out of the car who's the head of my life. I want to thank the Lord for being here tonight. I want to tell a dying world, I want to tell a dying world what the Lord has done. See, I was once lost in sin, far from the peace was shown, the very deepest thing to do, singing to ride the morning. But the master of the sea, she lifted me. Now say the mind. From the water, he lifted me. See for mine. I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary and wounded, and oh, I was so sad. Gotta tell the world, he done made me glad. So I want everybody to know what I'm talking about and say,
hallelujah.
All right, we'll be right back. Coming up, let's see, we've got a song by Mississippi Mass Choir, God is Keeping Me. So stay tuned to the Soul Savages Community Gospel Church. With Pastor Kulan Green and Reverend.
I know, Pastor. Listen, they got different titles in the church. You know, they got the pastor, bishop, you know, evangelist, you know, uh-huh. all kind of names, you know, prophetess, you know, all these different titles. But I'm going with, you know, my title of the church is going to be Heathenist Kulan Green.
Oh, so Lord.
I feel like that's the most appropriate for this. So, Heathenist. Like I said, our governor. The church, you know, some of it is coming to you all mixed with traditional a little bit with the music, but at the same time, we ain't letting people in that look like they just came from a Uzi Vert video shoot. Anybody that just came from, they just came from a club last night, it ain't really working out, bro.
All right.
You got it pulled up for me?
I've got it right here.
Required. Got the A selection. Come on, choir, with the A selection.
All right.
And then we got 6 minutes of joy coming up after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. This is Soul Savage.
That's it right there.
Community Gospel Church.
Right there.
Hey, I'm telling you right now. We having a good time this morning, are we?
Yeah, we having a good time. Listen, the choir just sung an A selection. That's all. Listen, playing songs that used to get church rocking. That song right there. We used to play that song like 2-3 times because people just keep getting happy. That's what they used to call it. People would call it the ghost, the Holy Spirit. They used to say getting happy. Like I remember the pastor that I used to go to used to say I got happy, and then he would just keep on going. I'm like that's what I'm talking about. But yeah, man. Playing all these great, used to get happy in church. They didn't call it catching the Holy Spirit. They used to say getting happy. I remember one time I seen somebody catch the Holy Ghost in church, and I thought that was like, I forgot how old I was, but I was scared. I was like, whoa, that lady was, she was, and then it was a pastor that like explained that he was like, that's when they didn't went through something. I was like, oh, okay. Because it was like, I think it was 10 or 11 when I heard that pastor say that. And I was like, oh, because that scared me. I didn't know what was going on because she was laid out for like a good portion of it. I don't want to laugh, but she was. I can't get it out. Because I picture the lady that caught the Holy Spirit. She wore glasses, and her glasses was in the aisle. And the ushers around the fan, and she was like that for like a good portion of the pastor's message. And it was like, and then they took her. I'm laughing because the lady always caught the spirit. And she would like just lay out. Like, if somebody started shouting at church, that would give her like, she would look at them, and that would be her go ahead to do it. Because she would do it every time. And I'd be laughing. Because people would get mad. I'm laughing because people that knew her would get mad. They're like, no, there she go again. I would be laughing. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I was just thinking about it because they would get mad. Like, all the ladies in the church would get mad because she would fall out. I'm just thinking about it. But we got to get our speaker on because I think he has another engagement to go to. I think he has to go run. Bottles of Pinot Grigio. No, I'm kidding.
that's called communion.
So,
that's called communion.
Get our organist back on. If we can get our organist back on to give us some like contemporary gospel, like some Byron Cage. If you could pull that up and get your 6 minutes of joy. He usually does 6 minutes of rage, but we got to do 6 minutes of joy because this is a church service show.
That's so, right.
You gotta get your organist right.
I've got it. Yeah, before we do that, we have to look here. We've got another member of our church just came in. We have Sister Catrice in the house here right there.
You gotta sit. You can move up to the front, but don't be walking while the priest is going. So you gotta sit down
right
in the back rows real quick until he gets done, and then you can come to the front row. Come to the front.
That's right.
Okay. I'm just trying to govern.
I understand.
Let us just let her in, okay?
Okay.
Let her in.
Okay. All right. But before
get
we do that,
door, Usher.
Yes.
Get off the door. Let her in.
There
we go.
Sister Catrice is in the building, but this is 6 minutes of joy. All right, folks. 6 minutes of joy. This is the Soul Savages Community Gospel Church. We have a church up in here today. I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
I just want to say, all right, church. Look, folks. Church, I just want all the members to know, church starts at 10 o'clock, not 10:45. You know we passed the plate at 10:30, and some of you, I know that you're waiting until 10:45 after we pass the plate to come to church. Hey, that is not acceptable in the Soul Savages Community Gospel Church. And we also have, coming up on April the 23rd, we have our annual Bake Drive. Bake Drive, your cookies, your cakes, your cupcakes. And I just want to say, Mr. Mabel, Ms. Mabel, Sister Mabel, we're going to ask that you just be a greeter this year, because last year with your cupcakes broke some teeth, people lost some teeth, you know, broken dentures, and so we're just going to ask that you just be an usher this year. Okay, all right, Sister Mabel. And also, we are raising some funds for Brother Johnson. Folks, Brother Johnson, he needs help. We raised some money for him to have some suspenders. We're tired of Brother Johnson walking around looking like a plumber. All right, Brother Johnson, we can't have this in this church here, folks. And now, oh my goodness, and as far as the community is concerned, folks, as far as the community is concerned, tell your friends to tell a friend, come on out to the Soul Savviness Community Gospel Church, folks. Now, going on the international level, I'm going to ask that everybody pray. Pray for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. In case you don't know where that is the White House. Folks, our president needs some prayer, some serious prayer, because there are rumors going around. As a matter of fact, rumors, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. There's investigations going on about Russian collusion and things of that nature. Folks, pray for this brother up in that White House. And also while you're praying, pray for Brother Ben Carson. I understand the brother, you know, that look like us, he's in HUD. He's in HUD and he spent $31,000 on a kitchen table. Oh no, what is that, a dining room set? A dining room set. Folks, and people in his under his umbrella, they don't even have food. And he's buying a doggone dining room table for $31,000. All right. And then there's so much going on. Did you know that our president also had, you got to pray for this brother. I'm telling you right now. Oh, one of his personal assistant just got escorted. I mean escorted, bodied out of the White House the other day. Why? Oh, because they said that he has tens of thousands of dollars in gambling debt here in this White House. And please pray for Sister Kelly Ann Conway. Now, you may not know who she is, but she's also one of the president's lawyers. Oh, my God. And she comes out with this thing, alternative facts. Folks, what in the world is an alternative fact? Lies, 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 and more lies. And then you have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Oh, she gets up there. Boy, you talking about a spin doctor. This girl is, oh, she spins faster than a top, folks. I'm telling you right now. So we got to pray for this country. Oh, boy. And then we got this tiny little country across the seas there called North Korea. We got to look out for them. Hey, my goodness. Oh, but 45 is supposed to sit down and he's supposed to have a talk with the illustrious 45. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Kim Jong-un. Oh, those two are going to get together. One is a dictator and one wants to be. Good Lord. I wonder if Putin's going to join this conversation. I'm wondering, folks. Oh, this is amazing. So, please pray for us. Please pray for this church. Pray for the Soul Savviness Community Gospel Church here on Studio W The Buzz. Hey, Q Lynn, it's back to you.
Hey!
All right, all right, all right. We're back, God. This is Studio
fund.
W.
Will, you hear what I said? I said we're getting the building fund for this. This is offer music for the side piece of the business gap.
All right, all right. That's right, folks. You got to contribute to the building
before
fund.
Before you go, I know you got to go real quick, but you ain't getting away. This is not free. You got the karaoke.
You going to do it? Oh, see, I couldn't get away with that. All right.
No, you're not.
Oh,
you
my
God. So you don't want to. You want to deal with the rules of the game.
Oh.
Let me. We gonna do Soul Savviness karaoke real quick with our engineer, our producer, Will, and we gonna have Will and me and EB. We gonna do Soul Savviness karaoke real quick. We gonna have Dan be judges, and then whoever loses, we gotta pick. The winner gets to pick the song. So. Who wants to go first? I'm trying. I should have got some names and just got it randomly out of the hat.
Well, since I have to go, I guess I will go first. Oh, now are we going to? Sister Catrice is here also. Now, boy, I don't know whether I want to sing with her or not, because she'll blow everybody away. She's a great, great singer. But
you don't need help, because I want you to lose so you can sing Prince.
Oh, you want me to lose so I can sing Prince? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead and sing the song.
Hey, Dansby, you and I will talk off air, okay?
Okay.
Since he's the judge. All right. Let me. Oh, I'm gonna do something here. This is a little rendition here about it. Let's see what I'm gonna do. I was born by the river in a little town, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long, long time coming, but I know change's gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. That's all I know.
That's good. Go ahead. Who wants to go next? Who wants to go next? EB, you ready?
What are the rules here?
The rules are
you just sing.
If you can sing whatever verse, we just want to know the vocal ability. So the rules are, Dansby picks who wins, what's his favorite out of all three of us, and then whoever loses, they have to sing a song that they hate by an artist.
Right.
Or an artist, period, they don't like. They have to sing one of their songs. Those are the rules. And then the winner gets to pick the song.
Song my grandma used to like to hear me sing back in church.
Jesus,
blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. My God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. That's all I got.
There we go. Man, y'all singing all good songs. I sung some of this song last week, but I just want to sing some of this, a little bit of this song. It's by Savannah. It reminds me of church, though, because it reminds me of a Keith Pringle song. I can't think of it, but I'm going to sing the song. Thank you, Sylvester. I want to sing Mighty Real. I'm going to sing a little bit of it. Let me clear my throat real quick. Was it?
Dance with me in a disco heat. Dance with me in a disco heat. You make me feel mighty real. You make me feel mighty real.
That's it. That's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. It was karaoke. That's it. I think I showed a little bit. But, Dansby, who do you want to pick out of those three right there? I just gave the short and sweet because that's all I know. I can't
wow.
remember. But,
you guys, but, all you guys were fantastic as a judge. I'm in a quandary right now. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. But I must say, contestant number two probably had the best going voice and was a smart singer. He knew how to, when it was going to get high, he went low, but you didn't know. And then he went ahead and went for it and hit the high. So I would say number two would be the one that I would go with.
Amen. Oh, okay. Amen.
The Soul Seven is karaoke contest was won by EB. Y'all give it up. Look.
TV.
Get some sound effects going or something. Got something ringing.
Thank you.
Hear that? Got something moving. EB, what songs do we have to sing? We both got to be participants in it.
Oh,
I hope we'll sneak off. What do we have to sing?
It's funny because I want Will to sing Princess Adore. And I want Q.
You better not left either.
I want
Where you Q at, Lynn. Will?
He cheated.
Will has left the building.
Oh, you have it. Sing us, pick his song real quick. He got to go first before he goes.
He said
you got to pick Prince Adore.
Prince Adore.
Hey, you know the words, so don't even try to act like it. You don't know. Because everybody know the words, Prince. Get your key together. I wish I had my piano so I could tune you in your key. Give me your note. Go ahead, sir. Sing it. Sing some of the songs. You know the words. Go ahead. Will, really? I hope you ain't snuck out. Will,
okay.
Where you at?
Q-Lan.
You trying to pull up lyrics?
Oh, yeah, we're doing that. Well, you know, I have an engagement. I have to get out of here. I would love.
Oh, you trying to use that excuse. All you got to do is sing like 2-3 bars. You ain't got
what?
To sing the chorus.
Well, hold it. I didn't
sing it before you leave.
I didn't lose, though.
Yes, you did. It's the losers. Me and you lost, so we got to sing the song. Those are the rules.
You and I lost?
Yes.
Huh. How did that happen?
And we got to pick. That is. Listen, don't try to rewind the rules, what I said. I said that the losers got to sing songs that the winner chooses.
I thought it was the ultimate loser.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not the ultimate loser. Because you ain't waiting.
No, I have an engagement. I would love to do that.
Oh, you use it? No, you
purple rain,
like
purple rain.
That's not what he said. He said Adore. Sing Adore. Sing the chorus of Adore.
Adore? I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. No, not at all.
You know that song.
No, well, good.
Sing that song. Sing it in your baritone voice.
Knock your socks off. Well, you know I'm not a Prince fan, so how you expect me to know Prince lyrics?
I love Prince. You have to sing a song.
Well, then you love Prince, then you go on and sing it.
This is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Oh, EB. Oh, that was slick, EB. All right.
He's trying to cheat. I'm gonna follow the rules. Whatever song he tells me to pick, I'm gonna sing it. Whatever song
well,
he picks,
you know,
I hate
whatever
it,
game, so. Whatever the game you come up
you
with
cheat.
Is always rigged. All right. Anyway, folks.
Rigged. How's it rigged? And I gotta participate.
Because you made up the rules. You make up rules as you go. Okay, folks. I've got to run. Love you all.
No, you don't. You over here talking to keep from running. You better sing a little bit of Adore, like you said, and quit cheating. Sing the song. You're a cheat.
I love it.
See, he's trying to leave. See how he do? He don't want to acknowledge greatness that much the way he want chicken out. Guess what? You still got to sing. Guess what? Is he still there? If you don't sing the song, guess what? You're sick. I'm adding on rules. Now I am adding on as I go. Next week, your segment gets suspended if you don't participate. And we ain't doing your segment next week.
I think Will has left the building.
He left. Oh, he cheated. What song do you want me to sing?
I want you to do Michael Jackson, You Are Not Alone.
Oh, my God. I don't even hate Michael Jackson, but I thought you were going to pick like Bruno Mars or something. I guess I should be thankful for that.
If I knew any Bruno Mars songs, I would have, but I don't know any. So I
don't either. You Are Not Alone. I'm trying to remember what that song is. That's the one R. Kelly wrote, didn't it? Oh, man, you going to make me sing songs from him. Oh, that pervert. Oh, my God. Here you go. This is, oh, my God. You Are Not Alone. I'm trying to think. You Are Not Alone. I don't know the words. Can I sing the chorus? Because I don't remember the rest of the song.
Yeah, you can sing the chorus.
I don't even know the chorus either. Y'all gotta Google the lyrics real quick? Because I don't remember the lyrics. I just know the melody. That's it. Is that good enough to sing the melody? The melody?
That's good enough. You hum the melody.
I really don't know songs. That's it. That's all I know. You Are Not Alone. That's it.
That's the only words I know. I forgot the rest of
y'all
them. I'm
hilarious.
Being serious. I remember. Oh, my God. Is Catrice, is there, did she come to the front of the church yet? Catrice, are you on? Catrice, where'd he go?
I'm here, but I'm just the engineer. I'm just listening.
Are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
I told the usher to let you in. I know you were having trouble with the usher letting you in. I told her to get up, quit manhandling the door, to get off the door and let people in. You know, they be holding the door tight. Like, don't let anybody in. They be holding it tight, too, and like, jerking and then I'm like, man, you need to call me. Act like you work security or something.
Right, right.
Like, gonna,
and you know, I just came from the club. He almost pulled up my mini skirt.
you had to get one of them blankets. You had to cover.
Right, I gotta get it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the mini skirt.
The center. I had to cover myself with the center's cloth.
Yeah, cover your knees. Yeah, all church mothers looking at you underneath their glasses. One helper came in here with this little dress on. Like, you don't know God. I love pastors. I forgot to say with pastors. Pastors, I love when they get tuned up. It was this one pastor. I remember we would have a Bible. And every night he would do this, when he get tuned up, he get right to it. I love preachers that be trying to use like analogies to make their point in the, when they start getting in that tune up. And I remember one preacher, he did a Lion King analogy. I was dying. I mean, thinking about it. He was like, I was saying before we go to break, we gonna go to break after this, Catrice, but he did a Lion King analogy, and he was like, he was tuned up. He was like, the hyenas was gathered together, and you know, they gotta breathe real hard, like they got asthma. The Lion King and Mufasa, the hyenas was like, every time I call on Mufasa's name, I just go, ooh. And he was like, that's how I am with Jesus. When I hear the name of Jesus, I go, ooh. It just shut up. I was dying when he said,
oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I was dying. He was like, I just like Mufasa. I'm like, just like those hyenas. When I hear the name of Jesus, I go, ooh, it just shoots up in my lungs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I was dying. And he made another analogy with it when Simba was trying to growl. He's like, y'all just like Simba. Y'all don't know how to growl for God. I was like, no, you're going too far now. I don't know where you're going with this. But
and
I'm
I would have said, Lord, let me change the channel.
Oh, no, this was in real life in church. Like, this is, like, I was, like, this hasn't been like 99. This was way back.
Good Lord.
Like, early 2000s or something. I just died the way he set that up. But it was one preacher. I love those preachers that be really into it. And they use I realize my preachers, they'll use the same kind of setup, like with their message. They'll talk about like Jesus getting up from the grave. They all use that when as an ending. Y'all know that? Like they'd be like, and God was in the grave Friday, all day Saturday, and all early Sunday.
One early Sunday morning.
Up from the grave. They all all those preachers use that same thing, and then they end their sermon off that. It always goes back to that. I always thought, y'all ever notice that? They always do that. They bring
right.
up, it be cracking me up. They be like, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday morning. It was one preacher.
They need a climactic ending. They need a climactic ending.
Right. And then they'll have this thing like, won't he do it? Won't he will? Won't he do it? And then one preacher, he's like, I know he's all right. He just kept on saying it. No, he's all right. He just kept on saying it every time. Ah. Every revival night, he did it. It sounded good, though. He was like, no, he's all right. Won't he do it? Touch your neighbor three times, and then touch him one more time, and then touch him. I'm like, how many times am I going to touch my neighbor and tell him, grab your neighbor by the hand, grab him by the foot, grab him by the leg, grab him by the arm, and tell him, God. I love preachers that be going in like that. They be sweating all hard. You know it's going to be a good preacher when they got a perm and they got like an outline gold tooth and they have set. Them preachers be going in. They know how to sing too. Them the most singing preachers. They be going in. They know how to preach.
I remember one time it was one church, this preacher, he's like, man, we need to do a preach-a-thon. he's like, we need to get all the gospel all-star preachers and start preaching. And they did actually do it. I was to it. I was like, oh, my God, these preachers, they all had like 5 minutes apiece. And they was all going in and trying to outdo one another. I was like, this is, they was calling it like a preacher-thon or something. I forgot what they named it, but it was, they had all like the best preachers in one service doing it. I thought that was funny, but yeah, it was things like that. Like where, what song, I used to like hearing preachers sing, and it was one preacher, he always start with an old hymnal, like an old school one, like a ship is tossed and driven. What's the name of that song? I forgot.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
Yeah, that's it right there. I've heard that song like 3-4 different ways. I like the real, like hearing it dragged out on a church organ. I've heard it like 3-4 different ways, but I like it when it's like the ship is tossed and driven. I like that more of a like a little downbeat to it. I like that version more of it. But man, I'm trying to think of a song we got. Catrice, if you're ready, we can go to break, and when we come back, we're gonna be talking about the top best singers. We're gonna have Dansby rate them again, and then also we're gonna talk about the best gospel songs and best gospel artists when we come back from break.